we, I feel like as humans, don't trust ourselves enough. And we always seem to like wish that the universe, or like trust the universe, or trust God, or trust, you know, spirit, or trust our guides, trust our ancestors, right? What about trusting you? What about trusting you? Because all of those things are outside of us, apart from, I feel like God and spirit is within each and every single one of us anyway. But we tend to put our trust in the things outside of us. Like, I trust in the universe, I trust in spirit. But if you trust yourself, you can get yourself out of this place that you feel stuck in. You can feel that starting over isn't a bad thing, and you can trust that starting over was the right thing for you. So leaning into your heart space and just having a moment when you're feeling like your mind is kicking off, you're having battles in your mind of like, I don't like how this is doing, and I don't like how I'm doing this, and why am I still doing this? Whoa, be kind to yourself. First of all, be kind to yourself. We are all trying, you know, we're doing our best. I'm sure you are doing an amazing job in this lifetime. Hello, my loves, and welcome to Align Within, a podcast to bring awareness to your most authentic self and guided in a way to help you ignite the infinite wisdom within your own being and consciousness. Hosted by Lauren Fleck, a multi-passionate, playful, spiritual, authentic freedom seeker who absolutely loves to dive deep into all things spiritual, sacred wisdom, being consciously aware, and unapologetically authentic, just to name a few. So within each episode, we're going to be discussing a range of topics based on new and old age spirituality, found and shared through my own personal experiences, as well as through the experiences of others around me, so we can collectively heal and continue the journey with a more playful and not so serious approach. So take what resonates and leave the rest behind. And if you want to dive deeper, you can follow Align Within for more juicy episodes. All links are within the show notes. So let's jump in. Hello, my loved, and welcome back. If you're watching on YouTube or if you're listening on podcast, it's wonderful to have you here. Thank you so much for spending some time with me today. I'm feeling really inspired today to talk on this subject because I just have felt like lots of things have come up for me recently. And this has been something that has been very present in my life in the last like 6 months. And I just really hope that I can provide some level of support to anybody that feels like you're going through this. If you feel like you are stuck right now or having to start over, I feel you. And please just try not be hard on yourself. I know, and I feel, and I fully get what it's like to kind of feel like you are stuck in a rut, or you feel like you're having to start over and you're just kind of like, oh, is this the right thing to do? Like, should I be starting over? I'm pivoting and this is like making me feel like I'm going backwards, or I'm starting from scratch. And to get that ball rolling and to pull yourself out of that rut can be really challenging sometimes. You know, I feel you. I really feel you, because like, yeah, like I said, about 6 months ago, going on to, well, probably until about a month ago, I was really feeling this. Was it 6 months? Now I'm thinking about it, I'm like, am I adding more time onto actually what it was? I think it was like a September time last year up until now. Yeah, like, well, up until about a month ago, things kind of felt like that for me. I felt very stuck. So I feel you if you're going through this right now. You know, I know how hard we can be on ourselves when we're stuck, and how hard it can feel to pull yourself back out of that rut when you're feeling like you're stuck in it. You know, when you're really like in it, it can feel really exhausting and just really like you can just be so hard on yourself about that. And I just want to be here to say, I feel you, brother, I feel you, sister. Hopefully this gives you some inspo to kind of get your life back into a more flowing, structured, even though that sounds like really contradictory, place. This is going to be a free-flowing podcast episode, YouTube video. This is going to be free-flowing today because I am just feeling inspired and feeling in a place to chat about this subject. Because, yeah, I get it. I really do get it. So, feeling stuck. Are you feeling stuck right now? And what can you do to kind of pull yourself out of that space of stuckness? And what does it feel like to feel stuck? How is it feeling for you right now? What's most present for you at this point in time? If I asked you, how are you feeling right now when you're feeling stuck? Like, what is it that you have done for yourself in the past that has pulled you out of a rut or pulled you out of feeling stuck in life, because sometimes we forget that we've actually pulled ourselves out of those places many, many times before. And it's just sometimes implementing them same things that we've done to pull ourselves out to get us back on track. For myself, this time around, I have come back to some old habits of mine that I used to do back in the day. I say back in the day, it was about a year, 2.5 years ago. I've implemented some new habits into my life that are kind of like old habits. But I didn't expect that to kind of be the thing that really got me going again. I really didn't. I just didn't. I tried loads of things that I used to do that worked really well for me in the past like 2.5 years. But this time around, it was not working. I needed something more. So the best way I can explain or describe how it feels to feel stuck is like, imagine you've got like your future self ahead of you and you've got your past self behind you. But there's this like bit in the middle where you're like stuck in this jelly, and like your old self is trying to pull you back to that old chilled, oh, let's just stay here, let's just stay comfortable, it's chilling back here, you know, we've got it easy, we don't need to think too much when we're chilling here, we can just kick back and relax. But then you've got your future self that's like, I've got this that I really want to do, I've got that that I really want to do, I want to feel this way about myself, I want to feel better within this element of my life. And you're kind of feeling like you're being pulled like forwards and backwards, but you're stuck and you can't seem to pull yourself out of it. It's like your shadow self is trying to hold you back. Like, no, stay here. It's comfortable. But then your higher self is like, come with me. I have got plans for you. Like, you can do this. You know, it can feel very exhausting, actually. I found for myself, it was really exhausting feeling stuck, really, really exhausting, because I was always kind of like beating myself up internally of like, oh, but you have this that you want to do, and there's so much that you want to create, you want to feel better within yourself. Because when I was also feeling stuck, I was feeling very lazy and very drained and very tired and not as energetic as I usually am and not as creative as I usually am. I was feeling really just like meh. I just don't know if that's the right word for it, but meh. I was just feeling very meh, you know. I didn't feel like my full self. That's the best way I could actually explain it. I did not feel like my full self. I felt blocked in ways of creativity. I felt drained and tired because I wasn't really doing much with my body movement wise. And I just felt like I was stuck in this jelly of like, I can't seem to like pull myself out of this for some reason. And I was getting so frustrated with myself because I know what to do to pull myself out. But for some reason this time around, it just wasn't, the things that I had done and had been doing just wasn't working as well as they used to work. So yeah, mad frustration, like frustration and just like really just being hard on myself, and feeling like, you know, really down on myself because I was like, oh, you've got to start all over again now because you've paused for so long, you've got to start all over again, you've got to build yourself back up again. And you know, you feel like you've gone backwards to instead of forwards. But what I do want to say is try not to be too hard on yourself in that sense, because I do believe in some way that when we're feeling stuck, there's a reason why we're at that place in our life, because there's something that we either need to realize about ourselves or there's something that we need to just learn. Like, there's an element of like learning in it. Like, we always learn something when, you know, when you go through a hard time in life and then you come out of the other side and you feel really, really good and you feel so much better about yourself and you feel better mentally, you feel a lot clearer. You always have this realization within it of like, I know why, like, I, even though that was hard, like I feel better now. I feel like I've up leveled to a point of like, I know what to do now to get me out of that. And I know what not to do to fall back into that. Does that make sense? So it's all a learning curve and it's all part of the process. It's all part of the journey. And there's a level of surrendering that is good to implement into your practice, to be like, I surrender to the now. I'm surrendering to the situation I'm in now. And I trust in my heart and in my soul, I trust myself that it's not, I'm not going to be stuck like this forever. I'm not going to be stuck forever. Because if I'm already thinking in my head, I don't want to be stuck here at this point in this place forever, then you know that you have it in yourself to pull yourself out of that, because that's already, you're already picking that apart, because you're like, no, I need to do something to change this. That level of like switch in your mind of like, this is where I know I am at, but I need to get there. Like, I know I can get there and I don't want to be here forever. I want to get to that point. You're already unpicking, unpacking, rewiring, reprogramming yourself to move on to that next level, up level in your life. Because life is like a mountain. I'm going to be monk mode right now. Life is like a mountain and you climb up that mountain, but sometimes you need to take breaks because you're tired and you just need to pause and you just need to like have a moment to, you know, rest, have some food, re-energize yourself and then get going again. But sometimes you might fall as well. You might fall down and you might graze your knee and then you're stuck there for a little bit. But you always eventually pick yourself up and start climbing up that mountain again. But when you're at that point where you have stopped, just think about how far you've come. Just look back and think about and see how far you've come, how far you've already made it. I think, well done, you know, celebrate yourself. Celebrate yourself for what you have done so far and just be like, okay, you know I'm not going to be here forever. It's okay. It's all part of the process. It's all part of the process. We just got to laugh about it and be like, it's all part of the process. But in the moment, you know, it's hard sometimes to see the light in it, because you're just like, why? Like, I was getting so frustrated. I was getting so frustrated with myself. The last stuckness I was in, which was not that long ago, literally it was from like September last year until about a month ago. And I was getting so frustrated because I was like, why, Loza? Why are you still doing these things? Like, it's like old habits, old patterns, old things were just, I just couldn't seem to like shake them off. And I just got lazy. When I said lazy, I got lazy. Like, I was just like chilling, kicking back. I just don't really feel like it. Like, I'm tired all the time. I just don't feel like it. Even though deep down inside of me, I wanted to not be in that place of like, I'm not really doing anything. Like, for me, I'm like, I'm not really doing anything. There's so much that I want to do. And it feels like a lot. It's like, it was like the biggest level of procrastination I think I've ever done. My adult life, it felt like the longest anyway, but there was a reason why I needed that time. Because if I didn't have that long period of time where I felt frustrated and I was beating myself up inside, which don't, please try not to beat yourself up, please don't, please try, please just try and be nice to yourself, be kind to yourself, please. Like, if we're not kind to ourselves, like, you know, it's just not good for our nervous systems. But honestly, if I didn't go through that process, I wouldn't have got to where I am now, and I wouldn't be sat here having these realizations and feeling inspired to share this in hope that someone else gets inspired and feels, right, no, I'm ready now to pull myself out of that. What can I start doing to implement those things into my life to pull myself out of this stuckness? And can I give myself grace and compassion to start over again? Like, because it feels like that, doesn't it? Whenever you feel stuck and then you finally pull yourself out of it, it feels like you're starting from scratch again. Like, and I say that because one of the big things for me, which I'll talk about a bit further on in this episode, is going to the gym. It surprised me. I used to go to the gym, but like, it surprised me that this has been the one thing that's given me the most energy. It's wild. It's wild to me. But it's just one of those things that like I had to go back and do literally two workouts to have a realization, which I'll talk about in a little bit. But yeah, so feeling like you're starting over, and when you go to the gym and you like, the reason I think I just got really confused then, because I was talking about the gym and then I was like, other ideas were coming into my head and I was like, where am I going with this? So yeah, like with the gym, when you haven't been for a long time and you go back, if you go to the gym or have been to the gym before, you know that the weights that you used to do, that you used to lift, you have to go like all the way back again. You're picking up lighter weights than you were when you stopped going. You know, you have to go back to like picking up a 4 kg rather than like an 8, you know what I mean? So life is like that. Life is like that. Sometimes you just have to take a pause and, you know, do the things that you need to do for yourself to rebuild yourself back up again. And then you, like with the gym, you're lifting weights and you pick up a 4, and then in like 2 weeks time you can pick up a 5 or a 6, and then in 2 weeks further than that you can pick up an 8, and you're going back, you're like building your strength back up again. And energetically it's like that as well. Building your energetic strength up is like super important. So starting off isn't bad. Starting over is not bad. Sometimes when you start over, you're even better than you were the first time around. You're even more motivated than the first time around, and you're even more stronger than the first time around mentally. Like mentally so much stronger, mentally so much more wise, because you've got all these things that you've learned in that time where you haven't been doing much and you're just chilling and you're kind of stuck. And you're just like, oh, I don't know what to do with my life, and I don't know how to pull myself out of this. You have there's juice in what you've experienced in that time off. I'm going to call it time off because it feels like that. Mentally, not so much, but you know. But it's not so bad. It's not so bad having to start over. I know full well it sometimes feels like we're going backwards. And that feels uncomfortable because you were maybe at a certain point before where you felt really like on it, and then something happened and it just threw you back into like that place. But sometimes we've outgrown a part of us that we need to recalibrate and connect with so that we can move forward with something new, you know, some new energy, some new realizations, a new kind of element that has just added to you as a person. You've up leveled. See it as an up level. When you're in those moments where you're feeling stuck and you're in that dark place, just maybe take a moment to be like, do you know what? I know this isn't going to be forever, and I'm going to take this as, I know that at this point in my life, I'm pausing. I'm in this element of quiet time because there is something big coming. There's something new coming. There's something new and special coming in. I know that moving forward, I'm only going to be a better person moving forward. Like, I'm up leveling. And sometimes we have to take that pause to up level. So it just means that we're opening up our energy to something new, but it takes you to pull yourself out of it. Like, you can find inspo through other people, but only you can pull yourself out of it. So you have to have an element of strength within that, because I had to, man. Like, I really did, and I just don't know what it is. Like, I got so in a rut with myself. And I was trying to do the things that I used to do, like morning routine. I used to have this morning routine that I was doing consistently for like, I don't even know how long, but it was a long time. And I was basically getting up in the mornings and I was doing 10 minutes of yoga, 10 minutes of meditation, and at least trying to go for a walk in the mornings. If not go for a walk in the morning, then I'd go like midday or whatever, or at some point in the day. But that really small morning routine, which I really recommend, by the way, is not making your morning routines complicated. Like, there's no point. Like, just the little, just implementing those little things into your day and to the beginning of your day is so impactful and so beneficial for us as beings, humans, for our energy. But that was really working for me. But this time around, as simple as it sounds, like getting up early, getting on the yoga mat for 10 minutes, that's such a short period of time. And I was just, it wasn't doing anything for me at this point. I don't know why. I really don't. And then the meditation, 10 minutes of meditation. Like, why? Like, it was working so well for me before, but at this point I was like, I used to do this, but it's not inspiring me. It was inspiring me before, but this time around it wasn't. So, and I think that I realized within this period of time that I was stuck, there was something about my life that changed, that shifted as well within that period of time. And I used to work full time in my matrix job, but I moved into part time instead because I wanted to focus more on myself, the things that light me up, my business. I wanted to put my energy, more of my energy, into the things that lit me up, right? Bearing in mind I was stuck at this point. So I thought that it would have been something that I could have continued to do. Like, I thought that it was going to give me more energy. I thought it was going to be something that was going to pull me out of my rut, because I had more time on my hands technically, because I went from working 5 days a week at this matrix job to 3 days a week. So, but that wasn't it for me. Like, I needed, it wasn't the job that was going to help me do that. I needed to pull myself out. Again, coming back to, like, only you can help yourself. Only you can do what's right for you in that sense. Like, only you can pull yourself. Only your higher self can go, come here, give me a fucking hand and let's fucking move, okay? Your higher self, it probably won't be that aggressive, to be honest, but your higher self is going to be the one. Let's redo that, shall we? Your higher self is going to be the one to be like, I got you. Give me your hand. You are safe. Let's do this. You're safe to do this. We can do this together. Let's just take that first step. That was a lot more kinder, wasn't it? That was a lot nicer and calmer. I feel like the other one was just a little bit aggressive, like, come here, come on, we'll get moving. But no, we need some gentleness. We don't need to, sometimes that's like, oh, I don't want to go with you. I want to stay here instead. But yeah, so your higher self can pull you out of there. And yeah, that's completely thrown me off track of what I was saying. But anyway, only you can do that. And yeah, I remember now. So when I went part-time, okay, bearing in mind I was still stuck, still very stuck at this point. When I went part-time, I realized that I was very tired still. And I thought that I was going to have more energy to, like, put into my business, put into creativity, but put into this. Because I had lots of plans for this. And this is why this is only just coming out now, because I needed that time of rest to recalibrate, reboot and restructure and kind of recalibrate my life to kind of be like, right, okay, what is it that I really want going forward? You know, what is it that I really want to implement into my life? Like, how do I want my life to look? What do I want for my future? And what do I need to do in the now to get to that point? You know, I tried all my old kind of routines, like the morning routine. I tried implementing a nighttime routine. So going to bed at a certain time, being off phones at a certain time, reading a book before bed, being like coming off the computer early. Like, I was just trying to do some things that allowed me to stay away from the screens, to remain creative. But I just couldn't. I'm saying all of this because I just want you to know that, like, you're not alone if you are feeling like that, and if you're trying things and they're not working and you're not staying consistent with them, it's probably because it's not something that is helping. It's probably just making you feel like sometimes the energy towards things that you want, that you're doing, might feel more of a chore than a thing that's like giving you something back, if that makes sense. So, like, some things are taking energy from you rather than like giving it back as well. So, like, you kind of want this, like, giving in to get back. Do you know what I'm saying? So, and we're moving on to that point again at some point about, like, what we, like, the things that we can do that, you know, we give and we get back, you know? So we're going to move to that at some point. But it's not a bad thing to trial things out and them not work. It's just a case of trial and error. And for me, it was like that. And that's why I was getting so frustrated, because I was like, all these things used to work for me, but right now they're not. And I don't know why. And I'm just confused. Am I doing something wrong? Am I not okay? Like, what is happening? Yeah, so the things this time around that helped me were different to what usually used to help me. So, and I started realizing, and I'm just going to go back a little bit in time to a time where my routine and structure flow in life changed, shifted. So there's two times it shifted, and I need to talk about this because it's about finding balance in you, your life, and your energy. And the balance is what has led me to the now to go, oh, I get it. I get this is what I needed, right? So before I moved to Glastonbury, I was living in a very structured masculine energy. And I talk about, I'm going to use, say, the masculine energy, like the masculine archetype. Okay. We're going to talk about the masculine archetype here. So the masculine archetype is like protector, provider, structure, logic, those kind of things, right? And the feminine energy is like creativity, flow, emotion, and more of like a surrender to the flow of life, right? So when I lived, before I lived in Glastonbury, I was living in a masculine energy of my life, right? I had like, I was literally going to the gym 3 times a week. I was getting up at 4 a.m. in the mornings. I would not do that again personally. Maybe one day actually, I can't say never because you never know. But yeah, so I was like getting up at 4 a.m., going to the gym before work, you know, like going to the gym, coming home and have a shower, going to work, and then doing my full work day, working 5 days a week in the Matrix world, and then just trying to fit in content creation or like business building in the sidelines. Or I think at the time, actually, I was very much training. I think I was doing my coaching course, actually. So I was doing a lot of studying on the sidelines. Then I moved to Glastonbury, and I realized when I moved there how much I was living in my masculine energy. So I then started learning how to live in my feminine energy. And this is definitely a whole separate video that I can talk about, feminine and masculine energies. But I started implementing more of a feminine flow into my life. So I, and all the you know, routines that I had leading up to this, I was still, even when I was going to the gym, I was still doing yoga, doing meditation in the mornings, as I said. So I was still implementing that. And that to me felt like more of a feminine kind of routine that I had. Whereas like the gym, work, that was all very much more like more structured and masculine energy vibes. So yeah, when I moved to Glastonbury, obviously I stopped going to the gym because the gyms are really expensive over that way, and they were quite far out from where I was living. So I didn't really want to drive like 30 minutes every morning to get to a gym and then 30 minutes back. It just felt like a lot. And if I was going in the morning before work, I would have been getting up at like 4 a.m. again. And I wasn't feeling it. I was like, I need more feminine flow. I need to live with the flow of life. And I just need to see how I feel on the day. And I do think that's really important to like kind of go with what you're feeling on the day. Everyone's different though. Like some people need structure, more structure, and some people need more flow and need to like decide how they feel that day. But I do think it is beneficial to have some element of structure, because again, it comes back to the balance of us as like beings. We need the balance of like feminine and masculine energies to kind of get stuff done and to also have this free flowing creativity and energy, right? So yeah, 4 a.m. I wasn't even doing my morning routine every single morning, and it was kind of just like here and there. I was doing yoga in the mornings or meditation, and some, and then I started feeling like I needed to go for walks in the morning. So because when I moved there, I didn't for the first like, I think I actually know, when I first moved there, I was walking a lot more in the mornings, and then I stopped. And then because I was having quite late nights, actually, I do remember now, I was having late nights more so because I was going up to tour and drumming and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, towards the end of my time in Glastonbury, I tried to implement a bit more of a routine because I'd completely like fallen off it, like fully. So yeah, again, I was just doing like a little bit of yoga here and there, a little bit of meditation, a walk here and there if I could. And then I moved back home, and I just had no routine. I had nothing. Like, my only routine was getting up and going to work. Like, that was the only thing that I had in my life at that point, routine wise. But then when I got to the point where I was like, I cannot work full time and try and do what I'm trying to do on the side, it is like, for me at that point, it was just like, it's exhausting my energy, like, way too much. I'm trying to fit too much in, and I wasn't, it just felt right for me to do that, and it felt like the right time. And I know that's a big reason why I ended up coming back here, but I'm digressing again. So having that time to realize that, okay, these things were working for me before, and now I'm trying to do them again now that I'm home, and I'm realizing I'm stuck in a rut, and I'm trying to rebuild my life, myself, and my energy back up again. I'm trying to do these things to get to that point, but it's not really working. When I went part-time, I felt like I was definitely living in this more feminine energy of life, because I was only working 3 days a week at Matrix job. And it's not called the Matrix, by the way. I just call it the Matrix job, if you know what I'm saying. Like, it's like the Matrix world. 9 to 5. I was doing that 3 days a week, but then the 2 days that I had off, I was just like thinking that I was going to work on my business, work on creativity, but I just didn't, and I just chilled. And then it got to a point where I was like, I really need to sort myself out. I was trying to do the things, realizing that they weren't working, or they weren't really doing much for me anymore. And something just hit me, and for some reason I was like, I really feel like I need to go back to the gym, because I realized what I was doing is I was going for lots of walks, mind, like, as and when I could. I wasn't walking every day, but I was walking as and when I could, as much as I could. Especially when I'm at the office, I do try and walk in the woods behind the office. But yeah, I just needed to move my body, and I needed something that was going to get me out of the house. I needed something that was going to get me out of my comfort zone, my home. And you know, yeah, going for walks is all great in that, but like, I needed something more. I can't explain it. I don't understand why I can't explain it, but I just can't. And I know, just from going before and, you know, having people and friends in my life that like love the gym and they go all the time and they're consistent. But like, I know that it is really beneficial for your mental health. And, but movement in general is beneficial for your mental health. So if you go to like dance classes, and that was one of the things that I wanted to do. I wanted to go to a dance class, but where I live, there is like nothing around here that is anything that piques my interest. There's just nothing around here. If I wanted something more like funky and quirky, the things that I'm kind of more drawn towards, I'd have to go to London to do that. And that is a bit of a trek for me. So I wanted to find something that I knew was easily accessible for me at this point in time, and something that was going to get me out of the house and get me up in the mornings. So I was just like, do you know what? Why don't I just go back to the gym? And there was a lot of resistance in going back to the gym. And that was because I was like, yeah, but it's too much of like a masculine energy. And I had to actually release that attachment to that. And I think it was just because before I was doing it in such a way where I was just like, my life was just very much in that energy, that I kind of had this like, no, I want to do something that's more feminine and flowy, you know, with my movement exercises. I wanted to do something that was a bit more spiritual and like, you know, more earthy and flowy. But I realized that like, that is actually not gonna, that's not benefiting me right now, because I'm too much in a flow that I need some structure. I need some structure in my life. So I bit the bullet and I decided to start going back to the gym. And I kid you not, I'm only 3 weeks in. I feel a bit like a fraud talking about this a little bit, like the gym so much, because like, I've only been back 3 weeks, but like, I can already feel the impact of the benefit towards my energy, my mind, my mental health, like how I've been getting up and doing things every day. Like, I didn't realize how beneficial it was until now. I knew the benefits of it last time that I was going for like a fair while, and then I stopped obviously, and I hadn't been back for 2.5 years. But that just little shift in my life allowed me to, it gave me structure and it gave me energy. That's coming back to me saying, like, you're putting energy in to get something back. Like, you're releasing endorphins, your serotonin levels are up. Like, it's better for, it's like, it's providing me energy, even though I'm using energy to do it. And that is the juice. I'm just going to say juice because I like the word juice. That's the juice there, because you're literally, I'm gaining more energy from using my energy, which for me was like, that makes no sense though, because like, I'm having to get up early, I'm having to drive there, I'm spending a whole hour, I'm like working on my work, like I'm working on weights, I'm weightlifting. That feels like I'm using a lot of energy, but it took two workout sessions for me to have this like, oh my God, this is making me feel so much better. Like two sessions. Emphasis on it, because I couldn't believe it myself. I was in there on a Wednesday night and I was like, oh my God, this is actually really, like, I cannot believe how clear my mind feels right now. Like the clarity, because for me, I'm not going to the gym to try and, you know, work on something specific. I just want to feel better within myself mentally, because I'm quite content and happy with how I'm looking. Like, I don't feel like I need to alter too much, but like, I'm more intrigued to see what happens based on like what I'm implementing into my, you know, workouts and stuff. I actually use Chrissy Chella's app. I don't know whether anybody's heard of it, but it's amazing. I actually swear by it. It's so good. I have like a set routine to do in there. You can do programs and stuff. It's amazing. Like, I don't have to think when I go in there. I've already got like my plan laid out for me. So that really helps. Like, I really recommend that, because I know going into places before and just having to like figure it out is quite overwhelming and intimidating. And I was like, when I was driving there, it felt like I was stepping out of my comfort zone. And when you feel stuck, you have to step out of your comfort zone to pull yourself out of that feeling. There's a level of like, this is going to feel uncomfortable initially, but I know it's going to benefit me. So you just got to kind of ride with the uncomfortable feeling and just trust that it's all going to be all right. You know, like the first week I could barely walk, but like third week in, I'm like, nah, this is sick. Like, I'm feeling so much better. Like, I actually cannot believe how much better it's made me feel. And I didn't realize that it took that little thing to get me out of my rut. And it can be something so simple. Like, that was such a simple thing. And I'm going to give you some ideas on like what you can do that can help you come out of a rut. Like, things that have helped me the most in the past and at present. But honestly, like, it all comes back down to doing something that helps you the most. But like, try implement something into your life that is a form of movement. And it doesn't have to be the gym, like I've been saying. It can be going to a yoga class. It can be going to a Pilates class. It could be going to a dance class. It could be going for a walk every single day. It could be like having like a goal of like, I'm going to try and do 5,000 steps a day, and then upping it to like 10,000 as you like a couple of weeks in or whatever. Just a level of movement that will really help you, even if it's literally just like, right, if you've got the time and the space and you're comfortable doing this, getting up in the morning and putting your headphones on and knowing that you've got like an hour before you have to like, you know, get ready and leave the house, choosing to have like half an hour to an hour of just like listening to music and dancing around your kitchen, dancing in your bedroom, that will literally release endorphins, and you're doing something that you love doing, therefore the serotonin is going to benefit you there. So like, doing the things that are going to give you something back. If you love dancing, that brings you joy, right? Like, when you're dancing to a song that you love and you're vibing out, for me, that brings me so much joy. And I think it's a really good way of moving your body and just getting your energy levels up, especially to start your day. Because when you're starting your day and you're feeling like that stuckness energy of like, oh, like just another day, you know, it's like, okay, well, what can I do to start my day off to just make myself just feel that little bit better? And it's baby steps. And I would never recommend trying to do everything at once, because I've done this before, and you overwhelm yourself and you burn yourself out. And then that's when you can end up falling off track, because you're kind of like putting too much on your plate straight off the bat. So like, I always recommend just trialing one thing at a time, or just doing like two things at a time and just minimizing the time of doing it. Like, you don't have to do this, like, if you implement a morning routine, for example, or a nighttime routine, you don't have to do this like 3-hour morning routine or this 2-hour nighttime routine. Don't overdo it. You don't need to overcomplicate things. You can literally just keep it simple and start off small and build on that, because you might try something, you might set a goal for yourself to be like, right, okay, I feel like this is going to help me get out of my stuckness, right? I'm going to get up early, I'm going to go for a walk, I'm going to come back, I'm going to do some yoga, I'm going to do some meditation, I'm going to prep my breakfast and journal, right? You might do all of that and say, I'm going to do that every day for a month and I'm going to spend this much time on each. But then there might be one of those things that just doesn't really resonate with you. It doesn't sit with you and you're just like, this is actually causing me more stress. Like, for me, I absolutely dig the fact that some people do journaling. I'm kind of a little bit jealous of you if you can journal in the mornings. I can't do that because it takes me so much time, because I just, if you know me personally and just in general, if you've heard me talk this much, I talk a lot. I have a lot to say. I have a lot of feelings. I have a lot of stuff that's inside me that I want to express and get out there. So when I journal, I need to block out a reasonable amount of time to journal, because I need to write. I just end up writing loads. So for me, that doesn't benefit me in the mornings. If I was going to do some element of journaling, it would have to be like three words of affirmation to start the morning, or three things I'm grateful for this morning. Like, keeping it simple, I'd have to keep it really simple. So again, coming from someone like myself, like, who loves to overcomplicate stuff, because I do overcomplicate things. I don't know why. I try myself not to, but I just seem to overcomplicate things. So just trying to like narrow it down, keep it real simple, you know, it's really beneficial for you. And I do find that, like, you see a lot of things on social media these days that are people doing full-blown routines and having their shit together. It looks like they've got their shit together, and it makes you feel like you're not doing enough. But I just want to give you the permission slip that you don't have to do all of that stuff. Find what's right for you and work around it. Create something for yourself that feels suitable for you, that, you know, that you can fit into your day. Something that's not overwhelming you too much, because you might not have the opportunity to implement a morning routine because you might have kids and your kids get up really early. So okay, if that's the case and you want to implement something for yourself in the mornings, then it could be a case of, you right, I want to keep this really simple, my kids get up at, let's say, 7 a.m in the morning. Okay, how about, I would suggest, if you want some time to yourself before your kids wake up, is why not get up about half an hour before they wake up? So why don't you wake up at 6:30, you go and make yourself your favorite drink, a nice warm drink. Like, it could be a nice tea, it could be a coffee, it could be a cacao, even better, cacao, yummy. No alcohol, please, come on. We're not talking about that. We're talking about some nice, healthy, or just yummy drinks. Could be hot chocolate. You might like a hot chocolate in the morning. That's not really healthy, but you know what I'm saying. Like, I would still drink a hot chocolate. But cacao, if you want to go down that real powerful, let's get this morning going with some serious love and intention, cacao is the one, definitely. But you could make yourself a nice drink and you can just give yourself 20 minutes to sit. You could read a book for 10 minutes, or you could sit there for the whole time and just meditate, or you could just literally just sit in peace and drink your tea, drink your cacao, whatever, and just have that 30 minutes of like silence. Or it could be a case of you putting your headphones in and listening to the music for that period of time. It's just finding some time for you within that busyness, because if you're feeling stuck and you're having to like look after someone else, I know that can be really overwhelming and can be even more draining, because you might not feel like you've got any time to yourself at all, and like trying to find something that can pull you out of a rut whilst you're trying to, like, you know, look after other people can just be a lot. So try and like make it small. It could even be that you don't wake up half an hour before they wake up, you wake up 20 minutes before they wake up, or 10, and just those 10 minutes you sit up in bed, you breathe, and you just just find that 10 minutes to just sit there and just meditate in silence. So, you know, right, okay, I'm just calming my energy down before the busy day. And this moment of pause, peace, calmness is just something that will just, that little bit, that little thing will just do something big for you. You know, it will start building this momentum of like, okay, I'm starting to feel like that's really working. Maybe I'll do an extra 5 minutes, or maybe I'll get up and I'll go make a drink and then I'll sit down and do that before the kids wake up. You know, it's just finding these little things that, because yeah, you don't need to overcomplicate it. Like, seriously, you really don't. I get the whole, if you want to be a millionaire, you have to do the millionaire's routine, you know, and it's like getting up at 4 a.m. and doing this and then doing that and then doing this and that and this and that. And you just think, oh my God, that's so much. Like, who has time for that? Well, the people that actually don't work full time, you know, I'm trying to think of reality right now, you know. We'll talk about the things that help me the most. I've kind of touched on it a little bit already, but we'll just dive into it a little bit more. So walking, really, really beneficial, because one, you're getting yourself out of the house. Two, you're getting some fresh air. And three, if you can get out in nature, it's even better. Nature is just so healing. Mother Earth is just such a beautiful, beautiful place. And we're very blessed to have her and to have such beautiful landscapes and places. But even if, you know, you live in a city or you live in a town, just going for a walk, just going for a quick walk in the mornings or at least once a day is so good to just get your body moving, to just warm the energy up and just take a step away from like the busyness of life and have some time for you, you know. And just that momentum of like, right, I'm going to set myself one goal, and that is to go for a walk every single day. And it doesn't have to be, it, like, if I've got more time on one day, then I'll walk for longer. If I've got less time one day, I'm going to still go out and it will just be 10 minutes. It will be around the block. Walking's really beneficial. I find it super helpful, especially when I'm at work, because luckily where I work, there's a beautiful forest right behind. So I can go for, when the weather's nice, I can go for a really nice walk on my lunch break. So I tend to eat my food, my lunch, at my desk whilst I'm working, and then I'll take the whole hour lunch break in the woods and just go for a really nice peaceful walk. And if I'm on my own, I actually don't even listen to music. I love to just listen to the sound of nature, the sound of the wind blowing through the trees, the birds. I just love it. And if it's near water, like the sound of the water running through the stream, that for me is so calm and peaceful. And it really just helps me step away from like busyness in the office and like, you know, the phones ringing and all this technology around me. It's so nice to just be like, you know, ah, this is so lovely, and it's so peaceful. And just that stillness has really, really helps to like build your energy back up again. So I really, really just recommend going for a walk at least once a day. I don't go every day, I'm going to be honest, I don't go for walks every day, but I do as and when I can. But when I'm at work, I definitely try and fit in that walk, because I just love the forest. It's just such a beautiful space. That's the one thing I look for in my work day every time I go into the office, is going for a walk in those woods. So the next thing that helped me is creating something in some way or another. So finding something that you love to create. This could literally just be you getting a coloring book and coloring color by number. It could be that you actually really enjoy drawing and you haven't drawn in a while, or created something like a painting in a while. It could be that you just pick that up and set a little goal for yourself that you're gonna finish a piece of art, and when you finish that next piece of art, you're gonna do something else. And the reason I'm saying all this stuff, and it's like, okay, right, I feel stuck, these are the things that, this is pretty, you know, obvious that this is the sort of things that we do, but like, if you are someone that does want to do bits with their lives, in a sense of like, you are wanting to, you're trying to create things, but you're having like this mental block of like, I don't feel creative right now because I'm stuck. Like I said at the beginning, I don't feel creative because I'm stuck, because like I'm not doing things that are benefiting my life. Like I'm just kind of staying in this place, and you can kind of feel like, oh, why is my creativity not flooding through? I talked about walking, right? I talked about creating in some way. We're going to obviously talk about like meditation, meal prepping, sleeping, nighttime, morning routine, yoga, gym, all that kind of stuff. But taking time for yourself and having something to focus on that takes you out of your mind and into the present moment is where the power and the magic is like happening. Because within that space of time where you're finding presence in your day-to-day is literally powering you up. That's what I personally believe anyway. That's what I found for myself. It's powering you up and it's opening you up to a flood of ideas and creativity. It's literally giving you energy. It's bizarre to me. Like, it is bizarrely beautiful. Because like finding presence in your day to day is so good for your mental health. It's so good to stop the chatter in the mind just for a little bit, even if it's just for like 5 minutes, just finding a bit more presence. And I am going to touch on one last thing at the end of like all my ideas that help me the most. There's one thing that is also really beneficial that works for some, might not work for someone just yet, but in time it will benefit you if it's something that you can kind of work on, because it's something I definitely did a lot but haven't done a lot of recently. But like, I've found that it's helped within these things that I'm talking about. So meditating is something that I've done so much in my life, and I find that you can meditate in other forms rather than just sitting there and closing your eyes, but that is obviously amazing. So if you can find time to just do 5 minutes of meditation a day, even if it's just taking a moment to just close down your eyes and just take a couple of deep breaths in and a couple of deep breaths out, and having that moment of stillness can only help you. Because again, you might feel like, okay, well, if I'm just going to sit and meditate, is that going to really help me get unstuck? It's going to allow you to take some time to stop the chatter in the mind, to again recharge your energy, so that you're not pouring all your thoughts and your energy out into the things around you and like stressing about staying stuck. It's like a moment to just be still, a moment to just breathe, and a moment to just allow my energy to reboot. I feel more present. I feel a lot better because I've had a moment to pause today. Therefore, going forward, you're just going to find that it's only going to make you feel that little bit better. Meditation, it is amazing. I mean, if you know Dr. Joe Dispenza, he talks about meditation a lot, and it's so good for manifestation, but it's also so amazing for presence. It's so good for just being more mindful and being more conscious and being more present in life. And when you're more present in life, you're more conscious. So like, your things can't impact you as much. Like the negative stuff in life can't impact you as much when you are when you've meditated and you're more clearer in your mind, because like, you are a lot more grounded. You're a lot more grounded in the now. And like, when you're grounded in the now, you think a lot clearer, rather than like, if you're not grounded and you're kind of up here and thinking this and thinking that and stressing about this and stressing about that. Oh, I'm stuck. And I'm like, oh, like, how do I get out of this? It's like, we need to just come back down to the earth, ground ourselves into ourselves, find something that's allowing you to find that presence of like, okay, I feel more clearer. I'm thinking clearer. Therefore, this thing is something that's going to help impact me not feeling stuck. I feel ready. I feel clearer. I feel clearer minded to like try this out now. Another thing, which is really random that I'm saying this, but meal prepping. meal prepping helped me. So the reason, I know it sounds really random, meal prepping, but it has taken so much time off of the week so that I can focus my time on things that, you know, like create, like this, creating Reiki healings, shamanic healings, that kind of thing. So meal prepping might sound really random, but it's helped me put more energy into things that I want to put more time into. I don't want to, when I'm at work, right, or every day of the week, the thing is, just cooking could be something that really helps you. Like, you might find that getting home from work and, you know, having a meal planned in your head and having all the ingredients there and like having that moment to just like put all this love and this care into this really beautiful meal that you're about to make, and like just really making it with so much love, and having that time in the kitchen can really help with you feeling unstuck. Because you might find that when you were stuck, you weren't feeling like you wanted to eat very well, or you were more drawn to like crappy foods. I know I definitely was. So having this time to meal prep has really helped me, because I will spend a little bit more time in the kitchen to just make this one big meal. I'll make a dinner for the week. So I'll literally have like six meals. And it's so beneficial because I'm not stood in the kitchen throughout the week for, you know, an hour at a time trying to make one meal. I get everything ready so that I've got something to take each day. I don't have to think about it. It's like lessened the thought of like every day thinking, oh, what am I going to have tonight? Or what am I going to have for lunch today? Because I kind of alternate. I don't always have it for dinner. I don't always have it for lunch. So I might pick and choose. But I have the same breakfast. And like I'll talk about my routine actually that I've kind of found and implemented into my life since this has all come to be. But I'll talk about that afterwards. So yeah, meal prepping has been really good because it just kind of gives you more time in the long run and less things to worry about. But if you like to actually make meals on a daily basis, then that's also another. I know some people find cooking really therapeutic. So if you enjoy cooking, keep going for that. Keep doing that. Have something that inspires you and make that an element of your routine of like, okay, this time every day, I'm going to make this meal. And that just might start this momentum and this ball rolling. You might want to do something with that creativity of making a really beautiful meal every evening. You might find that you enjoy it so much that you start doing that for your breakfast. And it's just that time in the morning where you can just be with you, creating a nice meal, a nice breakfast, and just having some stillness. That was a really random one though, the meal prepping thing, but I just wanted to bring that in because it's really helped me. Sleeping. Are you sleeping enough? Are you sleeping enough? I feel so bad for the people that don't sleep well. And the reason I think it's because I've grown up with my mother has never slept very well. She's always struggled to have like a full night's sleep my whole life and even before me, like many, many years. And I just know the impact it has on her, and it makes me feel so bad because I sleep so well, and I just think, oh, like I wish I could do something to help. And you know, trying different things that you can do to help you sleep better is always really beneficial. Like coming off your phone, not looking at a screen, like right before bed. I know for a fact, I say this for a fact, I'm going to state facts here. I know when I go on my computer and I do work on my computer and then I go straight into bed, I cannot sleep well because my brain is like frigging ticking round like, this thing I need to do and that thing I need to do and this that I've done. And sometimes it's not even like about things I need to do. It's just that I've been staring at the screen for so long that it's literally bothered my brain. Like it's like had an effect on my brain. Like looking at your phone, like literally right before you go to bed, it's not good for you. The light, please at least wear blue light glasses or something to just help that, but to alleviate. But sleeping, whatever you can do to sleep better, going to bed at an earlier time, getting up early, or just trying to get your 8 hours in. Some people don't need 8 hours. Some people need like seven. Some people need more. But like sleep's really important and it really helps with you not getting stuck. Because I felt like I slept a lot more when I was feeling a lot like more lazy. And when I felt stuck, I was sleeping a lot more. But again, I know I needed that time. But just to try and find, okay, the one thing that might help you get unstuck is literally getting up earlier and going to bed earlier. That might be the one thing that just gets that ball rolling, gets that momentum going, because then you could even start there and then start building a routine around that in the morning, or building a night routine before you go to bed. Getting that ball rolling, night and morning routine leading on to that is like doing something for yourself right before bed, again, to help you sleep better. Reading a book, I know it helps. I know reading a book, everyone I've spoke to says that they feel very tired when they're reading. I myself as well feel that. If I'm reading a book before bed and I am, you know, I know when I'm ready to stop reading it because my eyes kind of roll all over the place and I'm like struggling to stay awake. So, and it all, I just drop into a sleep really easily, but also the gym has really helped me sleep better. I found having a morning and nighttime routine can be really beneficial to just kind of get things going again, because you're doing something for yourself to make yourself feel better, to better yourself, to better your health, to better your mindset. And when you do something for yourself, you instantly feel better. Like it's like, oh, I feel really good because like I know this is helping me. I know this is doing good for me and my energy. So like when you're doing something for you, and you might never really do that, you might just focus on everyone else around you or focus on things outside of yourself. But when you do something for you, it it feels really good because you feel like you're taking really good care of yourself. You're starting to like put yourself first and do the things that are only impacting you in a good way, you know, creating healthy habits. It really helps you come out of that rut because you know that the initial like uncomfortable feeling of like, oh, okay, I know that I need to do this, but I just don't really feel like it, or I feel like I'm just struggling to get up. And it's like, okay, well, don't beat yourself up. If you told yourself you're going to get up at 7 o'clock every day, but then this one day you got up at like 7:30, one day you got up at 8:30 or 8 o'clock. Yeah, did you go to bed late? Okay, well, you know, don't beat yourself up. You can do the same again tomorrow. Like, just see if you can go to bed earlier tonight and then see if you can get up earlier tomorrow and you're back on track again. But yeah, like having that routine, having some level of a routine within your day, if you prefer your day to be more flowy, like in that feminine energy of like, this day I've got free, I like to just do what I feel like doing. Okay, that's great. That is really great. And I love that for you. If you just try and implement that little bit of a routine in the morning, just see how your energy feels after a week. And if you feel better, amazing. You might find that balance of like, this is the flow I've got, but then there's just that little bit of structure that is helping me balance my energy. Yoga really helps, stretching your body. Oh my goodness me, it feels so good to stretch. I literally just use Yoga with Cassandra. Love her. I love her programs that she does on YouTube. She's amazing, and she's my favorite yoga teacher online personally. I don't go to yoga classes. I don't really, and I've literally been to like a handful of yoga classes in my life, and I could probably count on two hands actually. But just doing 10 minutes of yoga in the morning in the past really helped me. And the thing is with yoga for me now is I do that after my gym sessions every time now. So I only go to the gym 3 days a week. But when I go, I stretch afterwards. And then because my muscles are sore the next day, I stretch in the mornings before work. So now I've like started implementing stretching back into my routine. But there was a period of time in my life in the past when I remember I was stuck and I was like trying to pull myself out of this rut that I was in. And this was like, I think it was like 2021. So I set a goal for myself to wake up at 5 a.m. every day and do yoga 10 minutes every morning. And yoga with Cassandra, she's great because she actually has 10 minute morning yoga for 30 days, completed her 30 day yoga challenge. And it was amazing. And it honestly, it made me feel so much better for just doing those 10 minutes of yoga for myself every morning. I felt so accomplished, and like just knowing that I'd gone to work that morning and like, yeah, I did yoga this morning before work, it felt really good. I felt really good about myself for doing that because I was like, I stretched my body, because you know your body's laying stiff still all night when you get up. I don't know, I being 30 years old now, like I have pains, many pains in my body, and I'm like, oh, I get up and I want to stretch. Like I've started doing this thing every single morning now. But I'll sit on the edge of my bed and I'll straighten up my spine and I'll stretch my neck to the left, and then I'll straighten up my spine again and stretch my neck to the right and then go round in circles. And oh, it just feels lovely because I am a very clicky person. I click everywhere in the mornings. I'll like my elbows click, my knees click, my hips click, my neck clicks. But it just feels really good to do that because it's like a really nice stretch on my neck in the mornings. But yeah, just stretching the body is so good for you because you're like loosening up your body and warming up your body before you start your day. And it's a really nice way to start the day. I honestly feel like if you're going to do anything
and you love yoga, right? If yoga is something that you enjoy doing and it's not too painful for you,
I recommend just doing 10 minutes of yoga every morning before your day. Just start with that. It really helped me. That was one period of my life I remember in the past where that was like, I felt accomplished. And then I started adding to it, and that's when I added the meditating onto the top of that, and then the walking. Like everything started flowing really nicely because I started with one thing and then I built on that and then I built on it again. So super, super beneficial yoga is. I really, really recommend it. And the gym, I'm going to mention the gym again because the gym has been a godsend to me this time around. I cannot believe it. I'm not going to become one of those gym gals. No. I don't have the energy to put into it that much. Like, I'm literally just talking about it in a sense of like, it's benefiting my mental health so much that I'm like, I love this. Like, I'm doing this for that. I'm not doing it to be like, I know not everyone's the same here, but I'm quite happy with how I look. And I don't want to try and like focus too much on like, you know, calories and like the weight on the scales or like the measurements of me. I just literally want to get there, do my workout and come home and do that 3 times a week. I'm happy. 2 times a week, I think, is even enough like to do. But like that for me, I don't want to think about like all that other stuff that comes alongside it, because I'm not actually that bothered. I'm just doing it to better my head, my mental health. And you know what? In the long run, I'm actually just building strength anyway. So it's a win-win, really. There's one more thing that I wanted to mention in regards to things that you can do for yourself to get unstuck. Finding presence in your day-to-day life. There's one practice that really, really helped me with my presence every day. And that was like any time that you feel that you're stressing in your head, you can feel yourself feeling like overwhelmed and like a bit emotional and like you're beating yourself up that day. Like, why are you still here? And like, why can't I get like that? And why is this not working? Rah, 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 just anything that's like emotionally stressing you out. This is a teaching that I found online. A lady called Marishika. I'll link everything below, as I've mentioned before, but she teaches this to all of her students. If you watch her talks on YouTube, this is one thing that she always comes back to. Just take a moment to pause and just place your hands on your heart center. Shut your eyes and just lean into your heart space. Imagine your body. You are a vessel on this earth. You're a vessel and your soul lives within your body, right? We want our bodies to trust our soul. I know that sounds really bizarre, but like, just hear me out here. I feel like as humans, don't trust ourselves enough. And we always seem to like wish that the universe, or like trust the universe, or trust God, or trust, you know, spirit, or trust our guides, trust our ancestors, right? What about trusting you? What about trusting you? Because all of those things are outside of us, apart from like, I feel like God and spirit is within each and every single one of us anyway. But like, we tend to put our trust in the things outside of us. Like, I trust in the universe. I trust that in spirit. But if you trust yourself, you can get yourself out of this place that you feel stuck in. You can feel that starting over isn't a bad thing. And you can trust that starting over was the right thing for you. Trusting that, okay, I know that I just needed to do that for myself. So leaning into your heart space and just having a moment when you're feeling like your mind is kicking off and it's like you're having battles in your mind of like, I don't like how this is doing and I don't like how I'm doing this and why am I still doing this? Whoa, be kind to yourself. First of all, be kind to yourself. We are all trying, you know, we're doing our best. I'm sure you are doing an amazing job in this lifetime. You're trying your best and you're here listening to this. And if you're listening to this right now, you know that you're already shifting the energy to move forward into this next chapter of like, okay, I'm getting it together now. Like, it's coming together. My higher self is taking my hand and it's starting to pull me out of this place. Because your higher self is you. It's the most like, you know, empowered and grounded and present version of you. That is you in there, but it just takes that trust within yourself to go, right, come on, I can do this. We can do this as a soul and as a human body together. We can do this. But yeah, taking a moment to just stop, put your hands on your heart and imagine your soul is within your hands and having your body, your physical body, surrender to your soul that is within you, to surrender to it and tell your soul, I trust you to guide me. I trust that you will guide me forward, and trusting that we're in this place for a reason right now. And I trust that we aren't going to be here forever and that this is just part of the process. This is just part of the journey, but I trust in you. I trust in you, my soul, to guide me forward. I just think that's so beautiful. When I first found this teaching, I did it anytime I felt stressed about something. And I just took a moment to just stop and put my hands on my heart and have that feeling. And I talked in my mind about it. She even recommends you actually physically bow. So you're like physically bowing your body to your soul to be like, I'm leaning into you and I trust you. Trust yourself. Trust yourself that you've got it. Like, you will get there. Try not to beat yourself up. Try not to be too hard on yourself. It is really important that you are kind to yourself in this process. You are kind to your journey our body's made up of water. And like when we're speaking these things out there, these being harsh on ourselves for being where we might be, that is really impacting you energetically. So I just please ask for you to just please try and be kind to yourself today. Now that you've listened to this, just go forward in your day, or if you're listening to this at night and you know you're about to go to sleep, I invite you to take some time to think about how you speak to yourself today and just be aware and just try and shift the words that you're saying into much kinder words towards yourself. And I really, really hope that you took something from this episode that benefits you going forward and hopefully gives you that inspiration and that drive to get yourself into momentum, get the ball rolling, to kind of feel excited about starting over, because you're only going to do better this time than you might have done last time. So get excited about the process, get excited about the journey. Try not to come at it from a like, oh, but I'm starting over again and like I feel like I've gone backwards. That's okay, you know, it's part of the process. Give yourself grace, be kind, and just remember, like, you're opening up to the new. You're stepping out of that jelly into this cleaner, more fresh energy, and it might feel a little bit uncomfortable at times because you're doing something to step out of your comfort zone. You're stepping out of that comfort zone that you've got comfortable in. So like, if you can just trust the process, trust yourself, and just take that first step forward and start that ball rolling, and then just add on that and just see where it takes you. And maybe try not to make too much of a goal, like in a sense of like, I'm going to do this for every day for 30 days. Start off small, start off for 7 days. I'm going to do this every day for 7 days. Okay, cool. And if you manage to do it for 7 days, I'm going to do this again for 7 more days, or two more weeks. I'm going to do this for 2 more weeks. Or you can do it for 7 days, continue to do it for another 7 days until you've reached a month. And if you feel like that is part of your routine, because it only takes a certain level of days for it to like lock into your routine. And there might be days where you don't feel like doing it. Don't beat yourself up. If you don't do it one day and then you feel like a massive failure because you haven't finished the task that you told yourself, like, just give yourself grace. You might, we all know that there's things in life that can stop us from doing the things that we want to do. Like, sometimes things happen and it's okay. It's just, you know, you can get back on track the next day. You, as long as you are being kind to yourself and you're, you know, doing something for you, then that is where it begins. Because you are, imagine it's your higher self. You be in your higher self's energy, be in the energy of your higher self, be the higher self. And ask yourself, what would my higher self do right now? What would my higher self do for me right now that's going to benefit my life, that's going to benefit my mindset, that's going to benefit going forward? And do that. That is a really, really beautiful place to start. There's lots of different starting points here that I've recommended here. So hopefully you've taken something from this, and this has been really inspiring for you. And I really, really am excited for you and excited for your journey to come. And, you know, this is something you can come back to if you feel like it's given you inspo and it's just given you that little bit of like energy and that drive to go like, yeah, I feel like I am ready. I'm ready to do this. I'm ready to step into that next process and then that next chapter of life. I really, really wish the best for you, and you are doing amazing. Just want to remind you of that. You are doing an amazing job. Only do what you can do. Don't overdo it. Give yourself grace, be kind to yourself, and I'm sending you so much love. I'm sending you so much light and lots of good energy into your process going forward. Thank you so, so much for being here, for listening, for watching, whichever platform you're on. I'm so grateful for you all, and I wish you all the best going forward. Mwah. Speak to you soon, and see you soon.